friend this year should be a special schus ceremony, Marasi Sheyichyu, and for Moshe Rabin Peshedina, Gil Shana Bas Nechagitl, Hanale Bas Nechagitl, Adin Rashab Bas Nechagitl, Simcha Ben Nechagitl, Abracha Bas Haruch Masayadem, Nechagitl Rosh Brachaim Tzvi, and Maras Rachel Esther Bas Rav Shmuel Yitzchak, Linishmas Maras Esther Bas Rav Shmuel. We're going to be learning the sugya of Lishma Bishtar Kiddushin, based on the Torah of Hagon Rev Yaakov Ruderman, Zichrono Levracha. It says in Daf Tesam Beis in Kiddushin, Itmar Kasvu Lishma B'Shalom Midaita. If a get was written Lishma, for the sake of this woman, but Shalom Midaita. What does it mean, Shalom Midaita? Is it Machlokas V'Shonim? Rashi holds she wasn't asked before it was written. The Ritva says she didn't appoint a shliach, shelo b'shlichusa. Rambam in Hilchas Ishas 3:4 is mashma like Rashi. Akolpanim, so let's say it was written lishma, but shelo midaita, whatever shelo midaita means. Rav Ravina amri mikudeshes. Rav and Ravina say she is mikudeshes, even though it's shelo midaita, she's still mikudeshes. And Rav Sharbia Omar ain Rav Papa Rav Sharbia Amri ain amikudeshes. So we have another opinion. She's not married. As Machokas Rishonim, if you need shlichus vayksivas haget, the Tosis holds Gittin 22b that you don't require shlichus by the writing of the get, and that it says in the pasuk v'kasav la sefer krisus, it doesn't mean that the husband should write the sefer krisus. It's enough that the sofer write the sefer krisus, but rather, if the husband did not command the sofer to write the get, it is not considered that the get was written lishma, and it is puzzle. So you don't require shlichus, and that it says because of la sefer krisus, he has to write it, means that it has to be written al pitzivuyo according to his command, but not that he has to appoint a shliach. The Rosh, however, Sham, Perek Bey, Simon Chafei, brings Das Ari, Shalafi Das Rebbe Lazar, that we require Lishma, Biksivas Haget, so too we require Shlichus Habal, Biksivas Haget. Frek the Marit Al-Ghazi, in a Sefer Get Makusher, and Simon Hay, in Dibor Maschel Vehein Emes, the Tmiya Halazu, also look at the Karen Ora, Zvachim 2b, Divar Maschil, Dilma Kedrav Papa, that according to Tosis, that you require the command of the husband, Biksivas Haget, in order that the get should be considered a get that was written Lishma. So Bishlema Begerishin, that's considered that was written Lishem Haisha, Af Belodaita. That's because we don't need the Ratzon of the woman by Gerishin, because the woman is Misgareshes Baal Karcha. The woman is divorced even against her will, and therefore the command of the husband alone makes it into a get lishma, aval b'kiddushin. But by kiddushin, the baya ratzon isha gam kein, that by kiddushin, when the will of the woman is required as well, if so, belot sivui habal, if without the command of the woman, why is it considered that the Shtar Kiddushin was written Lishma? If by get you need the Tzivui of the Baal, that it should be considered Lishma. Why does the Shtar Kiddushin not have to be written Alpi Tzivui Ha'isha in order for it to be considered Lishma? How is there a machlokas in our Gemara b'Shtar Kiddushin shenichtav Lishma v'shalom midaita? Halo kol kama shenichtav shalom midaita? If it was written Shalom Midaita, so that means that it's Betzim written Shalom Lishma. So how's there at Sad B'chlal that Shalom Midaita should be Beseder, as Rav and Ravina hold? Moreover, Frek Davne Milum and Simon Lamed Beisiv Katan Dalid. With respect to a Shtar that was written Lishma, Avol Shalom Midasa Isha, Vizel Oshana Avne Miluim, V'kashi Li Lefishi, this Rashi Ubalam Orbi Avam Stes Amad Alif, Bedape Harif, the Hod Mahani Shtar Velo Havimi Piksovum, Vahainu Mishum, the Nasa Midas Hamachayev, V'havale mi pik savoi, v'loi mi pik savon. V'huva b'sefer k'tzayis ha'choyshem esimen chavches sit kadin vav. V'im kein, tepuk le'i depasol kol shenichtiv shalom idas, yishad avale mi pik savon, kemen shenichtiv shalom idas, ha'mischayev. So he asks, regarding a shtar that was written, l'shma, but not midas ha'isha, was written for the sake of the woman, but not with her, with her the knowledge or her command. I don't understand, says the Avnei Miluim, according to the Sheet of Rashi and the Baal HaMaor, that a shtar is effective and it's not considered mipik savam. Normally edus is not allowed to be mipik savam. So how is a shtar accepted if it's mipik savam? It's written. It has to, why is it necessary that it be verbal? And the reason is because it is done, this is Sheet of Rashi, the Baal HaMaor, and everyone holds this way, because it is done midas mischayev. It is done midas mischayev, that the person who is mischayev has the shtar written, and it's considered mipik savo v'lo mipik savam. It's considered mipik savo mipik sav of the person involved, the person who is mischayev, and it's not mipik savam and mipik savam shel ha'edim. And this is brought in the Ketzos. If so, so why don't we say that it's puzzle if it's written Shalom Midas Ha'isha, because it's written Mipik Savam, meaning Mipik Savam Shel Ha'edim. Why? Because it is not Midas HaMischayev, it's not Midas Ha'isha. So we basically have two kashas here. Kasha number one, it should be considered Shalom Lishma according to Tosis if it's not Midaita. Kasha number two, Kasha of the Avnei Miluin, the first one was the Mritan Gazi, that if it's written Shalom Midaita, so it's Mipik Savam, it's not Mipik Sava, because she doesn't know about it. It's not Midas HaMischayev, so it's Mipik Savam, it should be possible. So we have in our hand two Kashas, B'siyata D'Shmaya, after having learned the short Sugya Second Maro. And now we move on. It says in the Mishnah on Zvachim and Av Beizam at Aleph, Kol HaZvachim Shenizbuchu Shalol Lishman Ksheirim. All Zvachim that were Shechte Shalol Lishman are kosher. Shalol Bailim L'Shem Choyvo. Just, they don't count for the Bailim. They don't count for the owner, so to speak, as a fulfillment of his obligation. Ad kan midivrei haMishnah kol zvachim shizkur shalosh man ksheirim ashol bailim l'shem chova. The Gemara is medayik and have beis on the beis. Taima de shalol lishman hastama alu nami lebailim l'shem chova. So the reason is because it's shalol lishman hastama. But if it would be just vague, it wouldn't be either way. It would be shalol lishma. It would be lishma. It would just be stama. So it even counts. Even Ola Shem Chova, they're Yotze. The Mishnah says, Lo Ola Bailam Shem Chova. Zvachim there in Israel, Shal Shman, are kosher. But he's not Yotze. Lo Ola Bailam Shem Chova. But if it's Stama, Ola Bailam Shem Chova. So you see, Stama, Kilashman Dami. Stama has a din Lashma. Frek de Gemara, Veramini, Kol Getchenich, Shal Shem, Isha Pasul, Vistama Nami Pasul. Gemara later on explains, as Rashi says, how we know that Stama is Pasul. Al Kopanim, we have a kasha, and the kasha is, how is it that stam zvachim are all the Bailam Hashem Chovo, but stam get, which is not written specifically l'shem ha'isha, is possible? And for Rava, zvachim bistam l'shman omdim isha bistoma lav l'gerishin omedes, that stam zvachim are taka written l'shman. Stam zvachim, if you have zevach, so it's waiting in the wings to be lishman. It's there for lishman. It's there to fulfill the obligation of the owner. But a woman, bistam is lav legerish, and a woman is not bistam waiting to be divorced, God forbid. We don't like divorce. We like when people stay married and stay in love. That's what we want. That's what we love. So that's the chiluk. The chiluk is that since a stam woman is lav legerishin, memela stam get is no good. Stam zvachim Arlishma, and therefore, Stam is all about on the Shem Chover. Writes Tosfos, Dibur Maschil Stam, Shafilu Ishe Zinza Tachas Baila. Adayin, I'm reading the Lashon. Adayin Mikashen Omedes Lagerish, and Michtru Laget Bestam Postel, Vainu Tam Mishum the Lavalis Garish Begetze Omedes, Visagi Bezelev Solgetch and Echtav Stam. That a Stam woman, even if she's Mizana Tachas Baila, she's still called Eino Medes Lagerishin. And if you write her a get bestam, it's going to be possible. And the reason is because she's not waiting to be divorced with this specific get. And that is enough, that is sufficient to pass a get, shenichtov stam. Kasha is, sharitos, so tos mechadesh, that even a woman who's mizan is also not Lagerishin Omedes, not Omedes Lagerishin beget ze, with this get. Caution, this is shver, shariatois is besoito, cos for the varatam. The Megillah is soita ksheiro, avshalom nichtavol l'shem oisi isha l'stomo. So the kasha is that Tosis and Sota on Daf 20a in Divur HaMaschil Avot Torah writes that the reason that a Megillah is Sota, which is used for an Isha Sota, that God's name is erased on the Megillah, and she, a woman drinks from the water in which the God's name is erased. So even though it was written Shelo L'Shem Osa Isha, it was written not for the sake of that woman, it was written Stama, it's kosher. Why? Avosot Acha Shekina Baben Istra Stama L'Hashka Somedes. A Sota after the Baal warned her not to seclude herself with this gentleman, and she did so. So Stama, so she is now waiting in the wings, she is now prepared for Hashka, and Memela, a Stam Megillah, even if it's not written specifically for her, nevertheless, it's considered for her because she's the Hashka Samedis. So the Chora, the Vrayim Sosil Mashkasub Zvachim the Chora, we have a Stira here in Tosis. Stira is that Tosin Zvachim holds that a Stam Isha whose Mizan is not Lekerish and Omedis. Because who says it has to be done with this get? But we say that a stam isha that secludes herself is omedes lahashkos, and therefore a megillah sota that was written stam is kosher. Ma pitom? It's who says that she has to be? You have to use this specific megillah, just like who says you have to use this specific get, and therefore we don't say that stam get is for this woman. So too, you don't have to use this specific megillah. And therefore, if it's written stama, it should be no good. And yet Tosfos still says that by Gerushin, it's considered that it's stama for her. That by Megillah Sota, it's stama for her. So now we have a third kasha, we have the stira in Tosfos. Why by stam get, if she's Mizana, is it no good? And a stam Megillah Sota, if she's in Steris, is good. Okay, we move forward. It says in Gittin Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis Machlokas Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes Beget Shebitlu Abal Im Yochel Lachzer Lagarish Bo. A get that the husband was mevatel, if the woman can go back and divorce with this get. The Gemara Paskins like Rav Nachman that Chozer Magarish Bo. Even though the husband mevatel the get, he can go back and use this get for Garish. And then we ask, we Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Kiddush Nafnun Tes Amid Beis. V'mekadesh isha l'achar l'amid yoim. Shiach l'isha l'achto b'amei askamosa v'lo avu kedushin. If you're mekadesh a woman, after 30 days, she can cancel it. She could be chozer b'amei askamosa before the kedushin schal, and it's not kedushin. So why a get mevutal can be used afterwards to be divorced if the kedushin that's misbatel doesn't count? And the Gemara answers, "Hachi hashda hasim dibur v'dibur as dibur mevatel dibur v'achni debatel lishlichus the shliach gita gufa mikabatel." The difference there, it's a dibur and a dibur, dibur of kedushin, and she's mevatel the dibur. Asi dibur comes her dibur, it's mevatel dibur of kedushin. But here, yes, he's mevatel the shliach. he the vatel shichus the shaliach, but get the gufa mikabatel. Is he mevatel the get itself? No, the get is still a good get. So Tosis writes the mashma haylashin da filim bital get beferish mikom makom eino batel the get the gufa yav shel batel. That it's mashma Tosis says that you can't be mevatel the gufa get. Mashon Loshon Atosis that the guf haget you can't be mevatel even if you try. So however the Rishonim say there's another gears and he levatel mitoras shlichus. Yeah, he's mevatel the shliach who was told to divorce the woman mitoras get lo batle. So it's mashma from this that if you'd be mevatel the get beferish it would be nifso. He the batle mitoras shlichus. Yeah, he's mevatel the shliach, but it's not but he wasn't mevatel mitoras get. But if he was mevatel mitoras get, then it's batel. Lashon of Gita Gufe Mika Batil is Mashma. You can't be Mevatel a get, as hard as you try. Mitoras get lo batle is Mashma that if you were Mevatel, Mitoras get. He wasn't Mevatel, Mitoras get. Mashma, if he was Mevatel, Mitoras get, then it would be Nifsal. He'd actually be able to Mevatel the get. Whereas the Lashon that I read the first time, Gita Gufe Mika Batil, is he Mevatel the get itself? He can't be Mevatel a get. A get is not Batil. So it really depends on your lashon if you can be mevatel to get. So frekta rishonim ayin sham baramban, how is it possible to mevatel a shtar that was already done behechsher kevin shikvar nechtav v'nechtam lishma? It was already written and signed lishma, so it's kosher. How are you mevatel dover mehechshera? So what's pshat in Tosis and Mashmos of Tosis mevatel get mehechshero via zoy echosim kaze davar? So that is question number 4. And for the last and final, ke'ein ze yesh lahakshos. It says ein kosvin get al davar mechuber lekarka in Gittin 21b. In the Tur he brings das harama. That even if he writes and signs the get betolush, and then he's mechaber it to the karka, and then he detaches it and gives it to the woman, it's pasul. Because we say the get was nifsal b'chibur l'karka, and there we have the kash of the Rishonim. Since the get was nichtav and nichtav b'kashrus, how are you going to pasul it afterwards? The shem kashrus is chal ala get, eich, you pasul. So those are our, so how's it pasul once it was already written b'kashrus? Same idea, same kash, same. Similar kasha. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we learned 5 questions on the sugya, and the Birtzos Hashem Darkeinu, coming attractions. I hope everybody joins us. That we will see Bli Neder in the next shir on this sugya. We will see the terutzim to these kashas. We'll see the mahalach, and we will see Mirtz Hashem Niflaot. Mitorat Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.